Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of See You at the Campground, a guide to discovering community, connection, and a happier family in the great outdoors.
10 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in with the latest RV innovations for people in the know.
Pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's special mini episode of the RV Atlas. It's the month of September, and so we are doing one episode per week, and we are doing short episodes. We're trying to do short episodes.
Not fake news.
Fake news. Actually, this one might be kind of short, so you might just be in for a 10-minute, 15-minute episode. So we're this week and next week, we want to kind of analyze some industry data that's pretty incredible. So July was a record-breaking month for shipments in the RV industry, and we're going to break down this survey that was put out by Statistical Surveys, Inc., and it doesn't look at the shipments. It looks at registrations, so actual RVs that were purchased in July. Incredible, record-breaking month. So on today's episode, we're going to look at the towable sales data, the record-breaking towable sales data, and then we're going to come back next week and look at the record-breaking motorized data. There's some interesting trends in there, and to kind of get everybody informed on what was everyone buying this summer, the summer of the RV. Now we have the data. But before we dive into it, we do have a sponsored message from the exclusive sponsor of our September mini episodes, Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts.
Fall is in the air in many parts of the country, and now is the time to book and enjoy your Halloween weekends at your favorite Jellystone Park. We love celebrating Halloween at the campground. Really better than we like celebrating the Halloween at
home. It's a more controlled environment.
Yeah. In and out, no one gets hurt, right? And nobody does Halloween weekends better than Yogi and his friends. From hayrides to trick-or-treating to scary and not-so-scary Halloween haunted trail rides and mazes and pumpkin picking and pumpkin painting and crafts of all kinds.
I'm laughing, thinking of memories of our Halloween trip last fall to Lazy River, to the Lazy River Jellystone. Who wore the blow-up dinosaur costume?
Theo. Yeah, that was a disaster.
That almost was dangerous.
Because it was so hot. Yeah, he was like sweating bullets. We had to like extract him from his Halloween
Definitely
costume.
Worse than wearing a mask, because putting on the blow-up dinosaur.
All right, so costume. Just remember, it's not just a campground, it's a Jellystone Park, and with over 80 campgrounds in the U.S. and Canada, you can have a quality camping experience that's also close to home. Visit jellystonepark.com for more information.
Yeah, and you want to book now if you want to do a Halloween weekend. They are super popular and super fun.
Yeah, secrets out, yeah.
Okay, so we are relying heavily. This is our only source here. We're using the Statistical Surveys report, okay? It's a Grand Rapids, Michigan-based company. And this is a report on registrations, not on shipments. There's a separate report on shipments. That gives the numbers for how many RVs the manufacturer shipped to the dealers. But these are actual July registrations. Okay, so these are RVs that were really, truly sold, all right? So it was incredible. There were 67,856 retail registrations of motorized and towables combined in the United States.
That's like a serious traffic jam.
Holy cow. It could be.
My gosh.
Well, it's a campground jam. That's a 24.5 year-over-year increase. So last July 2019, there were 51,229 motorized and towables sold. That is like a 16,000 RV increase.
Well, and here's a little bit of like a spoiler alert. I've seen sort of emerging numbers that August was as record breaking. So
that's crazy. So, Stephanie's going all insider.
No, because it's just preliminary. No, in the industry, I've seen some people starting to release numbers and everything. And it looks like August was year over year big as July.
Because, July is the heart of the summer.
Yeah.
In August, you have some kids going back to school at the middle of August.
Except they're not.
I wonder, September will be fascinating to look at. So let's talk about some of these towable numbers in today's episode. So in the United States, we're not even talking about Canada here. In the United States, towable saw a 23.8% increase, going from 40,566 last summer to 53,267 units. So Thor Industries was the overall market leader.
Right. And so for the one, our listeners who aren't so insider baseball, right, and who haven't been listening to our show forever, Thor is sometimes referred to as like an RV company. But really, Thor itself, Thor Motor Coach, makes very small percentage of the industry RVs. And really, Thor owns a lot of subsidiary companies, many of which people don't even realize. Companies like Jayco and Airstream and Keystone and Heartland. Some of the really well-known RV brands are actually owned by Thor. So when you think of Thor, it's not just the ones that have the actual name Thor on the RV.
That's a great explanation. Now, it was neck and neck between Thor and Forest River, and these are major players.
And that's another thing that people might not realize is when we talk about Forest River, again, we're not just talking about companies that have the name Forest River on the outside.
I don't know if there are any RVs right. that are Forest River RVs.
It's lots of different subsidiaries.
Rockwood.
No boundaries, right? The Nobos are
Flagstaff.
Shasta. A big one, yeah.
So those are your two heavyweight players in the industry. In a general sense, the big three are Thor, Forest River, and then Winnebago. Trails quite a bit, to be honest, in terms of percentage. They are just a smaller company. They have a few subsidiaries, not many. Like
they've
Thor
been
and
expanding more slowly, but they've also been expanding quite a bit over the last couple of years, most notably taking Grand Design in under their wing, which was a huge acquisition.
And Grand Design clocked in at 7.8%. of towable sales.
Quite a decent showing there.
A healthy chunk for sure. So it's really, I mean, it is a neck and neck battle between Thor and Forest River in like the highly competitive towable marketplace.
Right. And you know, it's notable that I will be interested. I guess we'll talk in the next episode about motorized and whether it saw as much of an increase.
It saw more of an increase than I thought.
Right, than towables.
I thought motorized was struggling in a general sense, and the data is really not showing that.
Yeah.
I mean, they were healthy increases. So let's break down towables. Travel trailers jumped 26.5%. I mean, these are unheard of jumps because I think a lot of people would have expected things to slow down from 2019 to 2020. I think a lot of manufacturers were expecting to probably not do the same numbers they did in 2019.
Sure, what happened was March came along and everything, the entire travel industry shut down. And then the entire travel industry basically stayed shut down while one single way of travel started to see a comeback,
emerged,
which was camping and road tripping, really.
So travel trailers, all right, there were 31,415 units sold in July of 2019. This July 2020, 42,742. That is wild. Where are they all going? I mean, that's where my mind goes. Like the whole campgrounds being crowded thing. Like,
yeah.
I'm usually the first person to say, oh, you know, this is great. The campgrounds can handle it. But then you see these numbers and you're like, well, these people got to go camping somewhere. So that's the next part of the story to me.
Well, yeah, I do tend to think that we did some internal research at Road Trippers with people planning trips. And we were looking at what people planned and where they went. And while, of course, the big ones like the national parks in Utah and everything emerged, what we did see sort of internally was a question about whether people did adjust and end up staying closer to home, right? And end up kind of going to lesser known places and less crowded places. And
did that happen or so, is that?
Well, it's hard for us to know because it's like planned trips versus taken trips, right?
Well,
like
that's
when
what
somebody
we did.
Adjusted. And that is what we did. So I suspect that that is what happened across the country is that people ended up. We saw this in our Facebook group. I feel like we just saw people saying, well, we're canceling this bucket list trip to Yosemite and we're staying closer in Michigan. Where should we go? I mean, right. I do feel like that was the theme of
the
summer.
All these puzzle pieces to this fascinating time period we're living through, a massive amount of new RVs heading out into these campgrounds, the Great American Outdoors Act passing, maybe some new campgrounds being built, we hope. So when it comes to travel trailers, Thor edged out Forest River again, but it was super close.
Ooh, tight margins.
42.2% market share for Thor, 41.5% market share for Forest River, 6% for Grand Design. Now, in fifth wheels, you did have, I think, more of a clear leader, if I'm remembering the numbers correctly.
Oh, let's point out, too, though.
Go ahead.
Okay, so fifth wheel sales went from 7,951 to 9,044.
Think a measly 12% hike.
No, but I mean, like, honestly, look at those numbers. The difference in those numbers. I mean, travel trailers, sometimes I think people forget how much the travel trailer sale runs the industry. We get so obsessed with all of the like
bling.
Alternate, yeah, and the bling that we forget. Like, we're looking at 42,000 travel trailers versus 9,000 fifth wheels.
I mean, meat
come
and
on, that's a huge difference.
It's the travel trailer is meat and potatoes for a lot of these manufacturers.
It is.
I mean, we know with Jayco, J-Flight is the steak at the table, right? I mean, it's the entree in terms of their sales. Now, Thor did have a pretty strong edge here in fifth wheel sales. And I'm not a fifth, we're not fifth wheel owners. Huh. You know, so Thor had 46.3%, followed by Forest River at 29.8%, Grand Design at 17%. So it was interesting to see that Thor has really opened up a pretty substantial lead in the fifth wheel universe.
They have some of the biggest, most well-known.
They have Montana.
Montana, all the
Keystones.
They
bought Jayco however many years ago. Yeah. So you have all the Eagles, et cetera, et cetera.
They've got a whole stable full of some of the most well-known fifth wheel brands, for sure.
That's true. Now, believe it or not, the industry calls them camping trailers. We call them pop-up campers. Mm. Pop-up camper sales jumped 20%. Now, pop-up camper sales were anemic, though, the last few years. A lot of manufacturers are not selling pop-ups anymore. So they had 1,230 retail registrations in July of this year compared to 983 a year ago. So that, you heard me correctly. In 2019, the RV industry sold 983 new pop-up campers. You see,
and we knew that.
A segment on life support.
Yeah, and we knew that. We had a lot of industry people had been telling us numbers over the years that had been shocking us. I think we heard a few years ago that there was something like however many pop-ups sold in New Jersey.
Oh, like
and it
three.
Was hysterical.
Oh, no, it was like three.
Right. We were like, you've got to be kidding me. So we did know that the pop-up segment was really on life support with the RV industry. But it doesn't surprise me that that showed a significant amount of growth because I believe that a pop-up is like an impulse RV purchase, right? It's super low risk. It's easy to store. Everybody thinks they can tow it with their family, even minivan, right? Even if they really probably shouldn't. I mean, it really does feel like this incredibly accessible way to get your hands on an RV. So it doesn't surprise me.
Now, Forest River dominated this very small category, and that's the, like their Rockwood line, right, is really one of the last major players.
So and they do them well.
They do them well.
They really make them feel they make them feel fancy.
And I will say they have improved a lot over the years. I don't know if I would have said that 6 or 7 years ago. I will say that now they make a good product. 79.1% market share for Forest River. So Stephanie, the question we'll end with in this mini episode, can pop-up campers make a comeback? Or is it is the increase here just like a weird little historical?
This is a weird bump. Little people. And the same thing that's going to happen, these are going to enter into the vibrant used market. That's what happens with pop-up campers. And it'll be interesting to see like how long we have to ride that out before the pop-up campers start going away on the used market. Because everybody, like I said, it's like an impulse purchase for people. And then they sell them and they get... Either they say, I didn't like camping or RVing, we didn't use it enough, or
we want to step up.
We want to go up to a travel trailer. I hate it setting up in the rain, breaking down, blah, 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 right? I saw everybody else at the campground with a nicer RV and I wanted one. So I do think that this is not going to be any different. I think that people are going to use them perhaps more than they usually would because we're kind of forced to camp if we want to do anything these days. Huh. And I think they're going to be like, oh, I want a comfortable travel trailer.
Now, you pointed out the robust used market. I mean, in the state of New Jersey, like seriously, there was like 3 to 5 pop-up campers sold a few years ago. New.
People cannot.
But used, yeah. Hundreds, just in our county here.
People are paying bonkers prices for used pop-ups right now too on Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist.
Should have held on to Penny.
I know. Like,
no, we shouldn't have because we sold it to such a nice young family.
Yeah, with all their little boisterous kids who probably broke Penny by now.
Running all over our yard.
They were like swinging on the
branches. Stephanie and I, we were such soft touches when we sold that pop-up. It was this young family, like 4 little kids. I think we basically gave it to them.
They were very energetic.
All right, we're going to come back next week and we're going to kind of analyze the motor data and see what happened in this record-breaking month for the RV industry, which, hey, Stephanie is saying August, when those numbers come out, might make all this slightly outdated anyway. August might become the new record-breaking
I don't know
month.
That it's going to break July's records, but what I hear is that it will be month over month from last August
better.
As surprising as July was.
Wow. All right, everybody. We'll see you at the RV dealership because that's apparently where all of you have been lately.
See you at the campground.
Bye-bye.
A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas.
And a big thank you to our sponsors.
You can find blog posts and links with everything mentioned in this episode over at thervatlas.com.
And you can join the friendliest group of RVers over on Facebook in our private RV Atlas group.
And as always, we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.